Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All by the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we've got Gilmore Girls, Season 1, Episode... What episode are we on?
Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry. We are on episode...
Are we done yet with Season 1?
No.
Are we done?
We are on... We are not done with Episode 1 yet. The last one we watched was... Third Lorelei. Now we're in Emily in Wonderland, which is 19 of 21 episodes of season one.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. All right. Emily in Wonderland.
I'm gonna go. It's
gonna be fun.
Grandma, can I have some baby pictures of you and Grandpa?
Any particular reason?
Yeah, we're doing this visual family history project for school.
Oh, well, if it's for school, Grandma's house. I could dig something up.
And I need some of
Grandpa's not there at dinner.
I thought we already had this conversation.
Yeah, but I don't believe you.
Mother, tell her.
I don't have any baby pictures of your mother.
What?
Thank you.
How could you not have any baby pictures of Mom?
Because when your mother was 7, I came downstairs and found her burning all of her baby pictures.
Why would you do that? I'm sure you were a cute baby.
She was. She was very cute.
4, 3, 2, 1.
In most respects.
Then we have liftoff.
What does that mean?
Oh,
nothing.
I don't see what the problem is. You certainly grew into it.
Grown into what?
As a child, your mother had an unusually large head.
The best thing about it was that she would
gosh.
Tell me constantly.
Oh
my
God.
First complete sentence was, "Big head, want Dolly."
I can't imagine
oh
it
my
being
God.
That bad.
It wasn't. It just affected her balance a little. So.
Okay, can we please talk about something besides my formerly huge head?
Are these new chairs,
this
girl?
This is hilarious.
Why, yes, Rory, they are.
They are?
I got them from
new
the
chairs.
Maine last summer. He just finished restoring them.
They look exactly like the old ones.
They're nice.
Are you sure they're new?
Of course I'm sure. I bought them.
Rory noticed.
I don't see any difference at all.
Well, the arch in the back is higher, and they have a completely
Rory's very observant.
Of course, I could only get 10 of these, so I'm 2 chairs short of a set.
You're telling me.
Lorelei, do you realize how rare these chairs are?
No.
That's a good
joke.
I searched
for 3 years for them. I'd combed every fine antique store on the East Coast, and this is all I could find. I blamed Peg Mosley.
Peg Mosley.
Peg Mosley.
What did Peg Mosley do?
She lured these 2 German children to her gingerbread house, and then she tried to eat them.
Mm.
Pass the artichokes, please.
I made the mistake of telling Peg all my favorite special spots, and that woman moved in and completely wiped them out. You can't find
no.
a decent Biedermeier hutch in all of Connecticut. I'm desperate for new sources.
What about Kim's Antiques?
What's Kim's Antiques?
Didn't that burn down?
My best friend Lane, her parents have this great antique store.
Why doesn't she want her
Howard?
To know about it?
Is that so? Why haven't you ever told me about it?
Oh, I don't know, Mom. I guess it just got lost in my big head.
Maybe you should come to Stars Hollow and I'll take you there, like Saturday.
Lorelei was like, don't talk about it.
Study?
I can put off studying for one day.
Yeah, I don't know why she's being weird about it, but she's weird about everything, so.
You're absolutely right.
I accept your offer, Rory. I would love to spend Saturday with you.
Oh.
Well, that's nice. Is this thing in Rory's hair a hairband?
Yeah, it's a hair tie.
Okay.
With her,
They just need a picture of Lorelei. Just take a picture of Rory and put a sepia filter over it.
Like this sepia filter that's in the it's in the intro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. On the next train. You know, when you move here, we get to live our New England life.
Oh, yeah, we get to go to Connecticut and look at all the hutches.
We could go look at the hutches on the antique stores down the street. When you move here, we're going to do so many New England things together. I'm stoked. It is
what is a New England thing? Having clam chowder?
Going to antique stores, having clam chowder, eating, you know, lobster rolls, all that stuff.
All right. You've sold. I'm sold.
Yeah. Going to cool houses. Okay, we're
That's true. Very fun architecture.
Okay.
Luke's!
French toast, bacon, crispy, pancakes, 2 eggs over easy.
Oh.
What?
You put the eggs on top of the pancakes.
Oops.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's like 2 eyes staring at me. See, I can't eat it like this.
Sensey oops.
What are you talking about? You always order the same thing.
Yeah, but you usually put the eggs on the side so that my breakfast is not ogling me.
It's the same food.
Mm, yeah, I need the eggs put on the side.
You want a brand new plate.
Yes.
How about if I take this plate in the back, I take the eggs off the pancakes, I put the same eggs on the side and bring the plate back out. What happens then?
Then I can eat my breakfast.
That's the same food, just a different configuration.
I won't know that.
I'm going to take the plate.
You know, as annoying as that whole situation was, I relate to Lorelai so much. I have a weird thing, not specifically about eggs and staring up at me from my pancakes, but
definitely food touching.
Food things in I don't even care if they're touching. I think just like, it's not even food related, to be honest. I just have like weird aspects of my personality in which I cannot think. Like literally just now I was doing the dishes and my sleeve of my sweatshirt got soaked and I had to immediately take it off. I could not live with that anymore.
Like a wet sleeve is not good.
I literally removed it immediately and then Danny took over. Is that weaponized incompetence? Possibly.
I mean it's just, you just change your shirt and then you go back to doing the dishes.
Well, I had to do the podcast, Emily.
Well, that too. Yeah, you were late.
I was late because I was doing the dishes. Okay, anyway, I relate to her unique like quirkiness a lot. Okay, here we go. Never thought I would say that about this show.
Express arrive. Grandma gets here at noon.
Huh, are you sure you won't do lunch?
Oh no, I can't. Lunch is bad. Lorelai, you're here.
Oh, the lady's still here.
Good.
Oh, she's still here.
The ex-girlfriend.
What are you doing at lunch?
Yeah, Rachel.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Well, at noon I have to not have lunch with my mother.
Very nice.
So I'm developing my pictures from the Firelight Festival. Some amazing stuff. And I'm thinking maybe there's a book here, Faces of Small Town America. You should feel safe. You don't live near these people.
Exactly. And the very last shot of my roll was this.
A picture of Lorelai and Luke at the festival.
When you were looking.
What's that?
Oh, it's a picture of us.
It's very cute.
For the Firelight Festival.
And then she slept with him right afterwards.
Sure did.
Here's your plate.
Not Lorelai, Rachel.
Right.
Do you wear contacts?
Me, no.
God, you've got amazing eyes, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, sure, I guess.
I mean, is there a threesome happening? Are we going to have, like, a polyamorous situation here?
Obviously, no. But should they?
Yes.
It's an old abandoned inn I ran across when I was exploring the other day.
This is
an abandoned house.
I totally forgot about this place.
That's cool.
Well, it doesn't look like it's been operational in years.
Dragonfly.
It's pretty. I'm buzzing.
What have I said about buzzing in public?
It's Lane. 911. That's true.
Oh, a pager. Yeah.
Pager buzz.
Her pager was buzzing.
Oh God.
Bye. That is one really not annoying kid. Yes.
Yeah.
She really is not. See, I'm
no, just you wait.
Lorelai's the annoying one. At this point,
just
right now.
Just you wait.
Just you wait.
God.
Enrique Higgins.
It's kind of behind the mill. You go across a little footbridge with the mean duck family living under it.
Yes, that's my line.
I know. You didn't say it, though, did you?
I wasn't thinking it.
What? The end. I'm going to head out that way in a little while.
Oh, come on.
She's really hitting on Lorelai in this episode. My goodness.
See, Rachel said Lorelai.
Cruise the docks. Yeah, we're going to see how many sailors we can get to tattoo our names on their butts. So what do you think? Well, I have to check in at the inn first. Well, that's okay. Good. I'll pick you up there. Okay, good.
Yeah, this is a date. So this is a straight up date.
Oh, no, we're going to go check out this old inn Rachel found.
Huh. You know, I think Rachel is canonically bi.
You guys are friends.
Great. I love it.
We're not really friends. I mean, I don't know her that well, but we're just hanging out. She seems really great.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's great. She's just, you know, a lot different from you.
Because I'm not really great?
No,
she doesn't seem that different to me.
In a different way.
In a not really great way?
That's not what I meant. Like, I mean, the two of you are just completely different people. Both great, but I'm just a little surprised that, you know, your different types of greatness are, you know, melding and you're comfortably great together.
Is this bothering you?
Luke,
this
conversation that's the comfort of hotness.
No, yeah. You have Rachel and I hanging out
hotness
together.
Attracts.
Is there some reason that's weird for you or something?
Why would it be?
No reason I can think of.
Okay, well, then it's not weird.
Good, well, I was just checking.
Okay, well then, you checked.
Okay, so are you going to be pouring that coffee anytime? Or... I'm glad it's not weird, though.
Okay.
Oh my God, you overpoured it.
So much. Oh my God.
That was Luke, awesome. What are you doing?
Okay, we are at the inn. They've got some Japanese people. There's a lot going on right now. Sorry, I'm talking over it. I can't stop, apparently.
Now, your itinerary
The translator is there.
And if you have any questions at all, just please feel free to ask. Somebody else. Not him. Okay, so ask Roger. Roger will be happy to help you.
Oh my God. Okay, all right. That conversation was as busy as Lorelai's shirt right now. My goodness.
Is that
Newsy sitting on the couch right now?
Don't you know who that is?
On the couch?
Yes! We've met him before!
The Newsy sitting on the... Is that the brother of the boy... of Sookie's boyfriend, Jackson?
Yes! That's his brother.
What a douche that guy was.
The one who was saying that Lorelai is ugly and not his type. Because she's too tall. She was freakishly tall.
Okay, we have walked into the kitchen and now Lorelai is going to talk to Sookie.
In the lobby.
Lorelai, hello. I made some coffee.
Rune is in the lobby.
Oh, I also made this little orange flame muffin. Do you like warm steamed
Sookie. Rune is in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Your muffin's getting cold.
My muffin's fine. My muffin wants to know what the fruitcake is doing in the lobby.
Well, he's staying with Jackson.
Again?
Still,
I thought he was only here for a weekend.
Still?
Yes, the lost weekend.
Okay, explain, Yoko, because he's out there with the normal people and he's going to scare them.
He won't leave.
Jackson's house?
Yes, Jackson's house. He won't leave and it's driving me crazy.
Well, tell Jackson to kick him out.
Jackson won't do it.
Why not?
Because he says it's family and somehow he feels responsible for him.
Well, okay, yes, but has Jackson met him? I think that would change his mind.
Apparently, Rune had a rough childhood. His parents don't talk to him. His brothers and
sisters
don't
talk to him. Because he's a douche.
No one talks to him.
Yeah.
So then what's wrong with Jackson?
I don't know, but he's determined to stand by him and I have to respect his decision.
Well, that part I can understand.
Good.
But the part I can't understand is what is Rune doing in the lobby?
Yeah, well, I don't...
Lorelai!
Jackson!
These are for you.
Oh, for me?
A whole and I also basket of strawberry and jam.
I think you're gonna like it. Put it on ice cream.
Okay.
Or take a graham cracker, spread a little on it, break up a chocolate bar, throw it in the broiler for a couple of minutes.
Is waving frenetically to make him stop.
Jam. Yeah, well, it's just my way of saying thanks for helping out Rune.
Oh, no. What's she gonna do?
What?
I'm doing the spoon signal.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Okay, I'm waving around like an idiot here.
So you haven't?
No.
Ah.
Yeah.
So I should.
Good idea.
Oh, right. No. What is she going to have to do? Give him a room?
Enjoy the jam.
At the inn?
Oh. Would you mind explaining the thank you jam?
Yeah, well, I was supposed to ask you something about Rune.
Like what?
Well, he just not too long ago lost his job.
Oh, and attitude problems?
Yeah.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, when he lost his job, he couldn't pay his rent, and so then he got evicted. I mean, and none of this was known to us when he came to stay with Jackson. I mean, but this is the situation. So I was thinking that
she's eating
the jam.
Another
job.
Looks
and then
good.
He could save up some money and afford his own place and move out, then I wouldn't end up stabbing him in the neck with a grip.
Oh, is she supposed to offer him a job?
You want me to give him a job?
Oh, no.
Oh, good, because I was going to put him in charge of legal.
I know it's a lot to ask, but I can't think of anything else.
What can he do?
Lots of things. He's always fiddling around using screws. Once I saw him use a hammer.
A hammer?
I bet he'd be a handyman. You are always looking for a good handyman.
Well, I couldn't pay him very much.
Well, that's okay. Maybe he could just work for a room and board.
You want him to live here?
Oh, boy.
No. Well, what about the old potting shed?
The old potting shed? That's where Rory and I lived when she was a baby. It has memories and little rosebud wallpaper.
Oh.
Boo Radley touching my rosebud wallpaper.
Job is enough, you're right. I just can save up money and eventually...
They lived at the inn? I
just have to deal with it.
In the potting shed?
They lived in a shed?
Fine.
Really?
Yes.
Or behind their house.
I swear to God, Sookie, the minute the guests are complaining or disappearing, he's...
No, I bet it's at the inn.
Yeah.
So that's where they lived before they got the house. Oh, that's cute. Okay, we are in front of the house. Rory walks out to see Graham.
Grandma's here.
Cute.
Lovely day.
Oh, are you okay? She stepped in the grass and
putting in a walkway never occurred to your mother.
Her heels.
Actually, it occurs to her every day on the way to work here.
And almost stuck herself in the grass.
Are your shoes okay?
They're fine.
A little muddy, that's all.
Here, give them. I'll clean them for you.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
No.
My mom found this great shoe cleaner. It gets out pretty much anything. Do you want something to drink? There should be some iced tea in the fridge.
Iced tea would be nice. Oh, my God. There's nothing in here.
It's a totally empty
it's a fridge. It's a wrap.
Don't worry. We eat fine.
I'll take out.
No drink. Do you at least have plates?
Yes, we have plates.
Yeah, they cycle through pizza and
there
Chinese.
Are women in bikinis on them.
The original Charlie's Angels. It took us years to get a complete set. You can find the Kate Jacksons and the Shelley Hacks pretty easily, even the Cheryl Ladds, but the Farrah Fawcett's and the Jacqueline Smiths are a little harder to come by, but still accessible. The real trick, however, is to find the Tanya Roberts. We have three.
You have three Tanya Roberts?
Yep.
And I was worried, silly me. How are you doing with those shoes?
All done.
That's amazing. What is that you used?
I don't know. We got it off one of those late night TV ads. Apparently, it also gets rust off nails and hinges, waxes your car perfectly, and weatherproofs windows and doors.
Wasn't that nice?
Oh. Okay.
About today, I think I should just give you the grand tour of the town. So we can start
She's
by walking
so
the
excited. Kim's
piece, which takes us by all the good sights.
Well, Rory, I don't think I wore the right shoes for the grand tour. Why don't we just drive?
You can borrow some of my mom's shoes.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Rory, Aww. Hold on a minute.
Grandma, you will be missing the True Stars Hollow experience if you don't walk. Trust me.
All right, but I won't wear anything with rhinestones or zebra stripes or anything that
the whole
has
place is like two blocks. You'll finish it in an hour.
Or moves on its own.
Grandma, I got it.
I think she could handle doing it in those shoes, too, to be honest.
Oh, this is the dragonfly.
Yes, we are at the broken down house.
Must have been something when it was all fixed up and nice. Can I ask what the fascination with this place is? Oh, well, me and my friend Suki.
Can I just say that Rachel's entire outfit right now is so in. She's got a leather jacket,
like a low-rise, baggy, light jeans. Like mom jeans.
Yeah, mom jeans, boots, and like a knit top. Okay.
We've been kind of toying with the idea of opening our own place together.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, someday. Obviously not now, we're still saving up.
Are you close?
No, not at all.
Well, this looks like it could be a great place.
Yeah, it really does. God, little paint, some pretty curtains, $150,000 of construction.
Looks like their house.
For business.
Exactly.
It does.
Did you always
but broken down.
Oh, yeah. No, I was still dreaming of owning a red Camaro when Rory appeared on the scene. Ah, right. Yeah. It's a new idea in the last couple of years, actually. How about you? Do you always want to be a photographer?
Not specifically. I just remember growing up thinking I want to be anywhere but here.
Ah, that was you in the other room.
I made sure to pick something that would keep me moving, constantly.
Sounds exciting. It is. Tiring, too. And now that I'm here, back with Luke, I don't know. Things seem to be going pretty well for you guys, I guess. But I tell you, these last couple of weeks, it's become increasingly apparent to me that things just can't continue the way they've been.
What do you mean?
Mm. I mean, I think it's time we get serious.
Oh.
Mm.
I'm ready to settle down, I guess.
Is he ready for this?
For it. Pretty damn
scary. I don't know if Luke trusts her.
Yeah, no.
To actually meet.
I feel like you need some time to really, you know, develop that trust.
Yeah. Sounds like she's just
like
choosing to settle down on a whim.
Like comfortable. People are staring.
Because Grandma's got
yes, what a shame
some sneakers on.
Fall in love with me all over again.
With a two piece set.
I think
yeah.
Into the storeroom.
I mean, which that's pretty trendy.
It is also trendy. She's cute.
Find some great stuff here.
So they're at Kim's.
No one can run a quality business like this. The place is dusty and disorganized.
Don't let Lane's mom hear you say that.
I know. She's saying it like she's practically screaming it.
Look at the woodwork. It's exquisite. I wonder if it has a mate.
Grandma, look at this.
Faded mates.
It's very pretty.
Is it something special?
Faded bait cabinets.
Yeah. Then it's something special.
Hi. Lane, this is my grandma. Grandma, this is my friend Lane.
Well, I've heard a lot about you.
It's nice to meet you. Rory, could I talk to you for a sec?
Go talk. I have a lot of looking to do here.
Oh.
Problem.
Hit me.
And there's lots of looking high and low.
He's been since that party, and still, he has not called. Henry.
The guy at the party.
Maybe he has.
Wait, okay, so it's been a week?
It's been a week since the
breakup, because that was two episodes ago.
A week since she kissed Tristan?
Yes.
Well, I guess that makes sense, because they had the party, and then they had the school report, and that was, like, right after the party.
But for us, it was, like, 2 months ago.
Yes. Also true.
No, it feels like ages ago.
Also very true.
All right.
A girlfriend.
Lane, a tiny, perfect Korean girl that his parents will love and approve of.
Lane, you are a tiny, perfect Korean girl that his parents will love and approve of.
No, they'd know.
Know what?
Know that I listen to the wrong music and wish I could go blonde without looking like an idiot? Or that I'd take a Whopper over kimchi in a heartbeat?
Now you're just going
crazy. Lane, you would look fucking great as a blonde. Okay.
She would.
All right.
Crazy. So he doesn't like me, he's not going to call. It's not the end of the world. I'll live. I'll go on. There's always college. Unless my parents get their way, and then it's, I take thee, Jesus, to be my lawful wedded husband.
Lane, with all due respect to your fiancé, Henry will call.
No, he's not.
Well, then why did he talk to you all night? Well, and follow you around everywhere you went? And ask you to dance 6 times.
Is it 6 times?
It was 6 times. And he did not ask you to dance 6 times because you're a good dancer. Because, to tell you the truth, and as much as I love you, you're not.
Really?
You are an embarrassment to the art of dancing.
Thank you. Goodness.
Thank you.
That's mid-19th century. 4 different kinds of wood.
Is it missing an inlay?
No.
Grandma's met Mrs. Kim.
Perfect condition.
How much?
$3,500 for the pair.
You must be expensive.
Joking. No, no joke.
Well, they're nice, but they're certainly not that nice.
Not a better pair on the East Coast.
$2,000.
You're from Hartford?
Yes.
Ah.
It hardly matters where I'm from. I know the pieces are overpriced.
Look on the bottom.
They're not signed.
Look on the bottom.
Are they signed?
Look on the bottom.
This is amazing.
They're signed.
How do I know that's authentic?
You know my word.
And a letter of authentication.
That too.
It's like watching the Williams sisters.
I wish we had popcorn.
Insulting.
I won't take it.
Then someone else will.
Eventually, maybe.
I can wait.
So can I.
That's my last offer.
I'll think about it.
I'll waive the tax.
And throw in delivery.
Appreciate your business.
Oh, she's going to get it.
I like that woman.
Oh, yes.
And you know what?
Wow.
I like these shoes.
You're becoming one of us, Grandma.
I love this woman. I love her.
Yeah.
She's a fantastic actress and a great character.
Oh yeah, so good. Hey. Oh gosh, Rune, we're back at the inn.
I need to know where my room is.
Fucking Rune.
Are you sure you are in the right place? Perhaps you want the YMCA or the local bus station.
You speak English?
Michelle!
Reservation.
I work here.
I do not think so. You see, we have standards, and even if they were much, much lower, you would still be poor boy out of luck.
I'm the new handyman. Lorelai hired me.
Oh, you know Lorelai.
I dated her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but hey, don't
spread
it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and you probably have so many to pick from.
You're rude.
You've cut me to the quick out of here, teeny tiny.
Look, I will only be pushed so far, pal.
And obviously, it's down.
Rune, you made it great.
Finally, will you tell this guy who I am?
This is Rune.
You know him?
He's gonna be our new handyman.
See? Handyman.
Be quiet.
Go build us another statue.
You hired this man?
Yes.
Did you date him also?
What? No, I didn't date him. Rune, I didn't date you. It was one night.
Night, you and him together.
I'll explain later.
Oh, that does not sound right.
Listen, Rune, here, come with me. I'll show you where you're gonna stay.
Hey, that's your bellboy here to grab myself. I think I might have sprained my shoulder on the way over.
Excuse me?
I got it.
Great.
Oh, jeez. Move it, Rune.
Gosh.
That guy's going to do shit. He's going to complain the entire time.
I think
gargoyles staying at the inn.
They made it to the inn.
Right back there.
Grandma and Rory.
You have to see the dining room. They got the chandeliers from one of Martha Washington's houses.
What?
You spend a lot of time here.
Yeah. I work here a couple afternoons a week, and I help out with special occasions. They have a lot of weddings here. I wonder where mom is.
Oh, don't bother your mother.
I want to see more weddings at this inn. We've only seen one, and it was the twin one.
Michelle, where's mom?
Off with her boyfriend.
From what I can remember, I don't think there's another one.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
wish there's more.
You know, she's coming back because my grandmother's here, and we want to say hi.
Your grandmother.
Emily Gilmore.
Michelle Girard.
Enchanté. Devenez-vous?
Paris.
J'adore Paris. Nous y allons chaque printemps.
Ah oui, le printemps à Paris.
Un cliché, mais pourtant.
C'est si vrai, c'est si vrai.
Okay. Well, we better go find mom.
It's been a pleasure meeting you.
The pleasure is all mine.
Of course he loves her.
A charming man.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Mom, hi.
Okay.
Mom, hi.
Lorelai, it's quite a place you've got here.
Oh, well, it's not really my place. I just work here, so I thought you were going to go in.
It is her place.
Yeah,
what?
Did. And then we had lunch.
Lorelai.
Oh, where?
She gets so self-conscious around her parents.
I know, but like, it is her place. She's the operator, like the manager of the entire inn.
She is.
It is her place.
It is.
Okay.
Kidding.
She picked.
You did?
It looked festive.
I can't picture you at Teriyaki Joe's or in jogging shoes. What's up, working girl?
Well, Rory decided that we should take the grand tour of the town. That meant walking. I hope you don't mind. I borrowed your socks also.
Oh, I don't mind. I wish I had a camera, but I don't mind.
I'm gonna go show her the grounds.
Oh, yeah, good. On the way back, show her the gym. Jump on the treadmill.
See you later.
Make sure you stretch first.
I just love your mother.
So the horses are up on that hill, and the tennis courts are back there.
It's certainly impressive.
It has tennis courts?
My favorite place.
This seems like a nice hit.
No, this is where we used to live.
What?
Ooh.
Right when Mom and I moved here, this was our apartment. But oh. I know it looks small, but it's really pretty. Come on.
See, oh. Emily did not know about this at all.
And Mom put up this really pretty curtain around the tub so that it looked like a real bathroom.
It's just like a studio, kind of.
We would just sit outside at night when the inn would have parties.
One bedroom apartment.
So we'd just listen to music and feed the ducks. And...
Uh-oh.
Oh, Grandma? No. Oh, no. Emily can't
Grandma,
handle it.
Wait. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Did something happen? Are you sick? Is it the teriyaki?
I'm fine. It's just getting late. I have to go.
Oh, no.
Hey, do you mind?
What? Oh, sorry.
Oh. Just want to think about when they weren't speaking and she didn't have a, you know, normal place to live. She was living in a shed, basically.
Hey, yeah. Good. You got my message. Oh. Hail the glory of the answering machine.
Okay, so Lorelai is visiting Rachel.
I just developed some shots of the dragonfly. I think you're going to love. Maybe they can help
in
inspire
this,
you a little more.
I guess upstairs from Luke's.
Yeah, this is Luke's apartment above the cafe.
This is the first time we've ever seen
really?
It.
How long have you two known each other?
She even said it. It's the first time she's seen it.
Please, can I have coffee? No. Come on. No, it makes you short. Blah, blah, blah. Well, then let me give you the grand tour. This is it. It's not how I pictured it. I mean, not that I have been picturing Luke's apartment, and I haven't been picturing it at all. I know what you meant. Nice touch. Oh, those aren't mine.
You're kidding.
Nope. Frankly, a little too frilly for my taste.
Ah, I'm gonna give him so much crap about that.
Have a seat.
Thanks.
Man, you guys are living in pretty tight quarters here.
Well, this was originally his dad's office, so it was never really meant for anyone to actually
live
in.
It is nice.
Exactly.
Do you think about moving to a bigger place?
I don't think so.
No? Oh, right, because tight quarters, romantic. Hello, Lorelai.
Yeah, well, I don't think romance has a lot to do with it.
No?
I'm not sure I'm going to be in Stars Hollow much longer.
What?
I thought,
she just said...
I can't seem to make Luke believe that I really want to stay this time. Did you tell him all the stuff you told me? Till I was blue in the face.
Oh, because he doesn't trust her.
Well, you just have to keep trying until he hears you. Hey, I don't
just
blame him.
Just
I've
stick
given
around.
Him no reason to believe me. I just hope that magically somehow he'd... I don't know, forget that I'd skipped out on him a million times before.
Have you told him that you're thinking of leaving?
Nope.
Are you going to?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've been trying so hard to make everything good. But this town, you know, it's like living under a microscope. Everyone here is just waiting for you to screw up.
No, that's not true.
Miss Patty.
They are. I hate you.
Yeah. I don't know how long I can stick around here waiting for Luke when I feel like I don't have a friend in the world.
Hey, if you can French braid hair, I'll be your friend. Sorry. Oh.
I mean, the fact that she showed up and, like...
I cannot find your picture.
Didn't even offer to stay in her own place for a bit. Like, stay at the inn.
Yeah.
Like, she just immediately moved back in with Luke. It's like, that's not...
You gotta develop trust.
That's not settling. That's... Yeah.
If she found her own apartment, if she did a bunch of stuff, she could have been like, it takes a while, especially after her jumping around and leaving Luke so many times. Like, how the hell is he supposed to trust her? Come on.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
So do not want to know.
She's very flighty.
Listen, I know this is so not cool to ask, but if the situation comes up and it's not too weird, a little word of encouragement from you might help a lot.
Oh, yeah, sure. If it comes up, thanks.
She's so secure that Lorelai and Luke don't have a romantic relationship, or she's playing games with her. Like, I don't know what it is.
What are you doing here?
Luke just walked in.
Say hi to me. To look at some pictures.
Good.
Yeah, and go through your underwear drawer.
Where is she?
Freezing your bra.
Where?
In the bathroom.
Right.
Oh, gosh. Luke's being so weird about all of this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's uncomfortable.
Yeah, Rachel picked them out.
Oh, she's got good taste.
Oh, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Just had to put something in the safe.
We were just,
The safe is a side table. It's hilarious.
Okay.
I'll
go now.
Okay. Should we take a break?
Yeah, I was going to wait till the end of the scene, but let's take a break right now. We're at the end of the scene. All right.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, we are back. So what did we learn in that last scene? That basically, like, Luke's still weird about it? I don't know. It seems a little awkward.
I mean... And he makes it fairly obvious that he's got somewhat feelings for Lorelai. So maybe he's also just being weird about it around Lorelai as well. Like he's making it all very like he's putting it off. Like, oh, you know, just Rachel staying with me, and it's like it's nothing serious. Like he's like shrugging it off.
Yeah, but he does have a history with her, and he doesn't really have one with Lorelai. You know, like, Rachel's got a lot of complicated past situation, so.
Yeah.
Okay, we are at their house. Lorelai and Rory's house.
I like this song.
Rory's in a room with Lane. Oh, no, is this Lane's room?
Really gloomy.
No, this is Rory's room.
Oh, okay. Robert Smith gloomy? Giant. Yeah, the reason I don't... It's throwing me off is because we often have shots from the other side of Rory's bed, and there's a wall there.
Oh.
Do you know what I
mean? Yeah, I don't think we've... Well, I feel like we've seen her travel posters before, because Lane's room...
Yeah, I agree.
Lane's bed is, like, in the middle of her room, and she has, like, both sides, I think.
But we've, like, definitely had shots of Rory's bed from the other side of the bed, so right now we're basically shooting from the doorway.
Yes.
And, like, sometimes Lorelai comes in and kisses her on the head or whatever, and she's sleeping in her bed. It's, like, from the other side of the bed, so I don't know. Just think it's odd.
Yeah. We definitely don't get this angle very often.
So, kind of like a San Quentin-y, it's a long road home and my horse just got shot, but I still got my girl by my side. Gloomy, you read my mind? I'm deep in a Charlie Parker, Gloomy.
Henry still hasn't called?
Oh, no, he called.
He did? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't talk to him. He left a message. I listened to it 8.5 times, but then my mom came home and I had to erase it.
Oh,
but I was so panicked that I broke it. Which is better, because now all evidence that a boy called me is in the trash.
8.5 times.
Well, it was a good message the first couple times. Then I started parsing it for subtext.
What did he say?
He said, and I quote, "Hey, Lane, it's Henry." Not a good start.
How do you figure?
It's so gender neutral. It's how you start a conversation with a bowling pal.
What?
I asked you bowling?
Then he said, it was fun meeting you the other night.
What?
He didn't say which night. Like he didn't remember which night. Like he's mixing me up with another girl from another night. For all I know,
doubt that.
He thought he was calling the hot blonde he met at a hopped-up night at Balthazar's.
He's a 16-year-old Korean boy.
Or so he led me to believe. What's the bottom line?
Sorry, he led me to believe.
The bottom line is that he wants me to call him back. But if I do that, then he's probably going to ask me out on a date. And if we go out on a date, then it could lead to another date. And then I'll have to introduce him to my parents.
Okay,
and once I do that, they're going to like him. Because he's Korean and he's going to be a doctor. And then once that happens, that's it. It'll be over.
Mm.
He'll be hideous to me.
Mm.
Now I'm a Lou Reed gloomy.
I mean,
I see where she's coming from.
Hello? Rory, hello. Do you have a minute? Sure.
Now, I know this will probably seem silly, but I was wondering what your favorite color is.
Oh, I don't really have one. Blue, I guess.
Okay. What about flowers? Do you like flowers?
Sure.
Which would you say you like better? Roses or lilies?
Sunflowers.
Sunflowers it is. Now, what about music? NSYNC or 98 Degrees?
NSYNC or 98 Degrees?
What kind of sick joke is this?
Neither.
I don't think I could choose.
Well, what about that other group, the Backside Boys?
You mean the Backstreet Boys? The Backside Boys?
Yes, that's it.
She's not a Backstreet Boys
if
gal.
If I really had to choose, I'd say NSYNC.
Wonderful.
Are you writing this down?
Maybe.
What for?
You'll see. I'm looking forward to dinner on Friday.
Okay, yeah, me too. Bye.
Oh.
What are you doing, Emily?
What was that? Sounded like some sick take on the Gallup survey. I'm gonna go. Call him. Hardy left him a message. He's probably parsing it right now.
Oh, she did.
I'm sure.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
Back at
Lowe's. All right.
Oh, yeah. Coffee would be great. Thanks.
Watch a little bit.
Yeah. Wow, it really looks different from back here, you know? All this is yours, as far as the eye can see.
Yes, it's quite an empire I've built for myself. I'm thinking of conquering the flower shop next door and expanding the freezer.
Oh, the flower shop's next door.
Hey, I didn't mean to kick you out of your own apartment.
Oh, you didn't?
Well, you left pretty fast.
Now, you guys look like you were talking girl talks.
Girl talk?
Yeah.
What's girl talk?
You know, pantyhose, nail polish.
Curtains.
Yes, that stuff.
Uh-huh.
You didn't like me being up there?
No big deal.
Fascinating storage area. Fascinating acts of storage take place.
Yep, this is it.
Some good-looking pickles.
What are you doing?
I'm admiring your pickles.
You shouldn't be in here.
Why not?
My insurance covers only me.
That's not true. You're kidding, right?
It's not safe. Something might fall.
You don't like me hanging out with Rachel, do you?
Oh, come on.
Am I right?
You can hang out with anybody you want.
Not my question.
Well, that's my answer.
Well, we're eight.
Just a friendly piece of advice. Don't get too attached to her.
Rachel?
Yeah, she's got an interesting habit of getting bored and then leaving, usually without saying goodbye.
People break habits.
Not often.
So, you're just convinced that that's what she's gonna do?
I'll bet you that's exactly what she does.
What?
Well, let's
but your pickles were on that side.
The
oh, gosh.
Possibility that if Rachel leaves Stars Hollow this time, it's because
oh.
She thinks you don't want her to stay.
Are you guys talking about me?
No. Yes.
Okay, I don't mind if you hang out with her, but you will not talk about me.
Why? It's fun. We
Alessandra, pause it.
Not shaving.
There will be no.
What happened?
So Luke opened a box of jarred pickles. See those jarred pickles behind him?
Yeah.
He puts them on a shelf on one side. He has these shelves on both sides, and he has boxes like down the middle of both shelves. He opened up one box, put the pickle jars on one of the shelves,
yeah.
Opened another box, and put them on the opposite shelf.
Oh my god.
He didn't
god.
Put the pickles, he didn't put all the pickles together on one shelf.
I thought you were going to tell me what their conversation
shelves.
Was like, because I was gone for 1 second, and you're like, why do you put pickles on multiple shelves? I don't understand why they're not on the same fucking shelf. I'm so sorry I left during this crucial moment.
No, I was distracted by the placement of the pickles.
Absolutely. It's insane that he would put them on two different shelves.
But no, basically, this conversation, Luke is telling Lorelai not to get too close to
right.
Rachel because she will leave without saying goodbye.
Okay.
So
that's
right. Basically, well, he doesn't trust her.
Of course.
And the pickles.
And the fucking pickles.
Luke, talk, period.
Do you want to know what I think about this situation?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Look, if you're going to tell me, at least help me unload.
And put it on wrong.
The fun cutter thingy?
Not if you call it the fun cutter thingy.
Please.
Look at those over
yeah,
there.
I see them. There's. This is a mess. Why are there multiple shelves with multiple pickles?
The storage pantry needs to be redone.
There was a Star Trek reference.
Comes up, I'm pretty sure
well, what'd you say?
I'm going back.
Talk.
Well, I don't know exactly what's going on in Rachel's head because I'm not a Vulcan, but from the way she talks about you, the way she smiles when your name comes up, I'm pretty
also,
sure.
Also, Vulcans are not. Mind readers, they can mind meld, but I think she's thinking more of a mind meld. But also, what is Deanna Troi? She can read.
Oh, a Betazoid.
A Betazoid has a little bit more of a mind to mind situation.
Has a bit more. Yeah, has a bit more. what is that? Telepathy.
Yeah, a little bit more telepathy. Although Deanna Troi can only do like feelings, and her mom can actually do speaking.
Yeah, she can speak. Yeah, she can speak into people. Yeah, she was probably thinking of the Beta's voice. Okay,
all right. She's serious.
Actually.
Yeah, let me guess. Rachel told you she wanted to put down roots, that she's serious this time. That she's tired of the road and realizes what's lacking in her nomadic existence.
She didn't use the phrase nomadic existence, but basically, yes, that's what she said.
I've heard the speech. I know the speech by heart.
Well, I think she means it this time.
You don't know her like I do.
Well, I don't, but she seems sincere.
Sometimes I was going to bring this up. Sometimes I think about one of the more cringy things I've ever done in my life, which is when I was in college, one of my very, very nerdy professors, who was my like sci-fi teacher, he was talking about this episode of Star Trek, the one where, you know, they have to talk in metaphors, like,
when the walls fall or something.
That episode we watched, and he referenced Data to the rest of the class as a robot, and I had to raise my hand and say, Data is an android. And he was like, I know, I just said it so everybody knows what's going on.
Alessandra, you actually new professor.
I did, and
I can't.
I think that's how. Totally. I think that's kind of what happened. I'm not sure exactly what the case, but yes, I did. And sometimes I think about that, and I'm like, am I a bad person?
You Star Trek dirtbag.
I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it. But,
you embarrass your professor in front of everyone.
But then he hired me as an intern on his sci-fi film. So I was pretty excited about that.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Right. I'm sure that he doesn't care.
He was like, I'm going to hire this chick. She knows her sci-fi.
I said it on purpose to see who would correct me. Joke's on you.
I'm sorry. I'm really bad. I'm bad. Okay, all right, here we go.
How do you know?
Her nose didn't grow.
Why are you taking her side?
I'm not taking her side.
Well, it sounds like you're taking her side.
Because you pinky promised.
Your ears. I'm not taking her side.
It's a girl's promise here.
Pushing her on me.
I just want you to be happy.
And you know what makes me happy?
No, I just know that you've been carrying a torch for her for a really long time.
I have not been carrying a torch for her.
Well, you wanted you this have. To happen.
How do you know what I wanted to happen?
Didn't you?
This conversation is going nowhere.
Okay, so here it is, right in front of you. Just take it. Take the plunge. She could be ready. Just jump in and believe her. Unless, you know, there's some other reason you don't want to.
Like what?
Like,
me? God damn it, Lorelai.
No, that's way too soon.
There's yeah,
no
it is. Reason. Absolutely.
Okay, well, fine. Then there's no other reason.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
Those are all jars of Grey Poupon.
Thanks for.
He runs a fucking cafe. He needs multiples.
See you later.
He needs plenty of Grey Poupon.
I feel like it was weird of Rachel to ask Lorelai to do that.
No, that's what I was getting at. Like, I was like, why is Rachel, like, that's what I said earlier. I was like, why is Rachel doing this? Is it like a power trip? Like, she must know that Luke's one of his good girlfriends. Like, of course, Luke's going to have some feelings about her. Like,
yeah, I think she's just, I mean, she's either sincere, which kind of knowing how this story is maybe gonna go, I haven't seen all of it, but like probably isn't gonna end well, but you know, I think she's desperate, and that's kind of why she asks Lorelai to do it, because I mean Luke is so guarded that he's not
rightfully
he definitely should not. They should definitely start off separated, not living together. And she should actually just stick around. Like they should start off as friends again.
But like she is already thinking she's gonna leave because she has flighty tendencies. It's like I wouldn't trust her either.
Because yeah, all because Luke is basically rejecting her, she's gonna leave. Like, and it's like, okay, well then you weren't settling to settle. You were settling just for Luke. And if it wasn't gonna be Luke, you were gonna try something else, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, we are at a movie night at the library of the Queen of Outer Space, and I don't know who's going.
Your boys?
Except she called them backside boys.
Lane, Lorelai and Rory.
What inspired that woman?
I don't know. It was weird.
Sudden interest in pop music. I sat her down to listen to a Prince song once, and she looked like she was having a stroke.
Talking about grandma.
Wait a minute, I know what she's doing.
What?
She's trying to be your pal now. Ugh, that snake. We spend one day together, and she wants to know all about you. She's picturing you guys chatting about boys.
Lorelai's jealous.
Oh, hey, Kirk. You getting a cold? You know, you should try that Dynamedic Chemifemitol. Knocks it right out. Don't drive the forklift, though, because it'll make you drowsy.
He just doesn't want them talking? Is that why he said he did that?
When's the last time you
did Kirk's just being annoying.
Kirk's grumpy. Kirk.
By hand.
Do you mind?
Kirk, the movie
yeah, what the hell, man?
I like to have silence in order to cleanse my mental palate and achieve calm before enjoying a motion picture.
He is so nerdy.
Oh, you got that out of a book.
Kirk actually is people all the time.
I'm not proud of this fucking actually that I did, okay? That's why I told you I have the humble humility of myself to think about it too much and overanalyze my mistakes.
It's okay, Elsa. We all have our actually moments. It's fine. We all get weak.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Luke has arrived with Rachel, and they're sitting at the front for whatever reason.
It's happened,
okay.
Yeah, he looks happy.
No, he doesn't, Lorelai. He doesn't look happy.
Just right.
Good. Why are you being dumb?
So I did the right thing by butting in the way I did.
No.
You put it in for all the right reasons.
No.
Concerned about a friend.
Okay, movie has started.
So.
Jaja Kabor. If Rachel
turns out to be an evil fembot and murders Luke in his sleep, I'm not responsible, am I?
Only in an intergalactic.
Now Kirk can be mad that they're chatting.
Yes, now he can.
Because the movie has started.
Rachel seems really great.
You are now officially disturbing not just me, but every person in this theater.
Kirk, you're the only one who's disturbed.
Gosh. He's hilarious. Is it Kirk's cell phone?
Hello?
Actually.
Hello. Damn it.
Still going on. God damn it.
What?
Oh, Luke just looked at Lorelai and she
said hello. Okay, I guess he's trying it.
Hello.
Friday dinner.
Wow, Mom, hi.
Check the rubbing alcohol.
How was the drive?
The drive is fine.
Good.
Oh, she's so cheery.
Foyer looks great.
I have a surprise for you.
The rest of the house ran away?
Nope.
No.
Rory,
oh my God.
Come with me.
She got NSYNC to play at their dinner live.
Okay, so I'll call you then.
I don't think she has that kind of money, Emily.
She doesn't?
Voila.
Oh my.
What is this?
This is your room.
What? Oh my God.
Since you've been spending so much time here lately, I thought you should have a special place all your own.
But you didn't have to do this.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Do you see the NSYNC poster?
They just used another bedroom.
You're welcome,
she put
sweetheart.
Not only in sync, but 98 degrees up on the wall in a frame.
Coming?
Yeah,
her
very
Cosmo girl.
Very nice.
The young girls enjoy the articles.
Oh.
You bought boy band posters and Hello Kitty
oh,
notepads.
Oh, no.
A lovely young girl at the store helped me pick them out.
You fill the room with sunflowers.
Rory likes sunflowers.
Oh.
I know Rory likes sunflowers.
What is the matter, Lorelai?
What are you...
Nothing. I don't know. It's just a little weird. That's all.
Why is it weird to do something for my granddaughter?
Past trauma.
I mean, it's not like you bought her a car. By the way, don't. It's a room and... You know, you're right. It's nice. I'm sorry. I'm just being silly.
Maybe you don't like the fact that now she has a place away from you. Someplace is just
okay.
I said I was fine.
Or maybe it's because it's so large and spacious and has four solid walls around the bathtub. I mean, it may not be exciting or bohemian, but at least it doesn't have shovels propped up against the sofa either now, does it?
I'm sorry, I missed the checkered flag. When did the argument start?
Is it because it's not a shack in the woods? Or is it the proximity to me that's making it so uncomfortable for you?
What are you talking about?
You hated us that much?
What?
You had to take that little girl away. That was bad enough, but to that... To live there in a shed like a hobo?
Who uses the word hobo anymore?
I saw it. I saw that horrible little pit you so proudly ran to. I saw what you chose over your own family. You would have lived in the gutter, in the street, in the cardboard box.
She
anywhere
did.
As long as you didn't have to be near
she
us.
She just
Isn't
lived in
true?
A shack.
Isn't that true, Lorelai?
Mom, I was very young. and I was very unhappy, and I needed to be someplace that wasn't here.
Excuse me.
Yeah, ooh. Emily. Maybe look at yourself and try to think about why Lorelai didn't want to live with you and how you were acting, because she...
Yeah, maybe it says more about you that she would rather live in a shack than with you.
Well, that's why she is acting the way she's acting.
I feel I've gotten sloppy with this whole 10 and 2.
She's feeling guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, the other day I caught myself doing a 9 and 4.
Mom?
Well, if left uncorrected, that can only lead to a 6 and 12, or worse yet, an 8 and 11, which is not only dangerous, but damn uncomfortable.
Talk, please.
I just wish sometimes that certain things could be different.
Like what?
Like, wouldn't it be great if once, just once, I could make my mother hear me? I mean, really hear me, even if it was just for 1 second.
Are you talking about the room?
The room, the potting shed, my entire life after age 6.
It's my fault.
How is it your fault?
I shouldn't have taken her there.
Oh, Rory.
I just thought that if she saw how we lived and how pretty it was with the lake and the swans, that
she'd do a happy dance.
That she'd feel included, and then maybe...
The whole me running away thing wouldn't be such a big deal. Oh, honey, me running away from them is always going to be a big deal. There is nothing you can do to change that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, I would date Steven Tyler.
Can I ask you a question whose answer wouldn't horrify me?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Do you think you and Grandma will ever be able to talk about all the things that you've gone through?
No.
Several seasons from now.
Sorry.
No, yeah, why? I'd say season 3. Badly.
It doesn't have to.
It would be like the first 15 minutes of Saving Private Ryan, but at least those guys got to be in France.
You've never tried.
Oh, no, that's not true. I have tried. I have tried my whole life. But my mother and I, we speak a different language. I talk, I think I'm being clear, and all she hears is blah, 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 Ginger.
But if you won't talk and she won't listen, then how is anything ever going to change?
I don't know.
We got many seasons of the show. That's what's going to change.
Don't tell me you're closed.
Would it change the outcome if I did?
No.
2 coffees.
Yes, please.
Any you're really hanging out at Luke's a lot today.
Pie.
Yeah, big Luke forward episode.
Cake. Let's have happy pie. Have whatever you want, as long as there's coffee.
I'll put on a fresh pot.
Put on a fresh pot when they're closed? Oh, I just want to say besties.
Oh, for what? For whatever it was you said to Luke the other day.
She's going to leave again.
No big deal. No, it was a very big deal. I was sitting upstairs and suddenly he comes in, empties out his sock drawer, and gives it to me. Oh, that's great. You got a drawer and a set of keys. Well, you can put the keys in the drawer. He's accepting it. He's believing it. And it's all because of you. Actually, it's because of you. I'm not going to screw up this time.
Oh, it was because of Lorelai.
Well, I owe you one.
How long do you think she's going to stick around?
Be in Stars Hollow for a while then.
She's going to be gone by the end of the season.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want any ice cream with that pie? Well, I did get you a
fuck him up again.
If I throw in a little hot fudge, you think you could weasel me out the closet? I'll see what I can do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ah, thanks.
Is there anything in those cups?
Does it taste different to you?
Yeah. It does.
Like, bad?
The coffee? Oh, there is something in those cups. I guess the coffee does taste different.
Was there coffee? I didn't see it.
Yeah, I saw very briefly a little bit of coffee. Lorelai was looking wistfully at Luke.
It's got a great view.
They're having a picnic at the little broken down house.
I love that window back in the
library. Oh, no, lobby. No, bathroom?
I get that decided before you open.
There's absolutely no kitchen space here. How are we supposed to open a bed and breakfast when there's no place to cook breakfast?
Mm.
It's just a bed. We'll have to charge half price.
Plus, there's no kitchen in that house.
Kitchen, Suki. I'll need plenty of ventilation and an area for an outdoor fireplace for barbecues. And plus storage. Where do these people put anything?
Are they opening a bed and breakfast?
Oh, and a pantry. And a canning room. And I'd love to smoke our own meats. Absolutely.
What?
I don't know if this is going to work. I'm going to have to do some floor plans. Where is that plumbing?
Wow, your own inn. Cool, huh? It's going to be a really big
deal.
Yeah.
Is this happening?
I'll get room to manage the place.
You tell me.
How's he doing? He
put a tip I mean, on the reservation from what I remember, it doesn't happen.
Michelle tried to beat him senseless with the reservation book.
Yeah, how did that go?
Oh, Rune got away.
Really?
Well, Michelle can't run in new shoes.
Oh.
So how long do you think before you guys own this place?
Oh, sweet.
Oh,
it's going
okay.
to be a very, very,
just dreaming.
Very
yeah, just dreaming.
Time.
You think it'll still be here?
Sure.
Well.
Oh, the door just fell off its hinges.
Oh!
I think we got a shot.
I mean, either it falls apart, or someone takes the lot.
Okay. That was a very middle episode. That was a very middle of the season kind of episode, in my opinion.
Middle? We're at the end, dude!
I know, which is why it's a little bit like, why are we doing this? At the end of the, I don't know. It's not exactly, I don't know. It was good. It was a good episode. As all
I mean,
of them
we
are,
had
but...
opened, we had opened the storyline of Rachel and Luke, so it needed to be addressed.
Yeah. Definitely.
At some point.
Yeah, totally.
And she was brought in, like, middle of the season.
I just
so
don't trust
needed...
her. I just don't. I don't. She's going to
lose. As you shouldn't.
I don't know why Lorelai did that bidding for her. I don't know why she did that.
Because Lorelai doesn't make the best decisions.
I think she cares about
and
Luke.
She and butts
she
in too much where she shouldn't.
She really, like, butted in. Like, I don't yeah. know. Okay. But I think generally the grandma plot was pretty good. So, you know.
Yeah. It kind of felt like a smattering of a lot of things. Like we've got the reopening of the wound with Emily.
Yeah. Which is just an open gaping wound.
It's just it's barely healing all the time.
It's trying to, though.
It's trying very slowly.
Well,
so, very...
And that's how long it takes to, you gotta be around and you gotta talk about it and you gotta hash through those difficult conversations.
And you actually have to talk. Like, the way that Emily and Lorelai talk to each other is not effective.
Productive.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this episode 7 chairs out of 10 for the set.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because I thought that plot really was, I mean, it was a pretty good developing episode that developed and furthered plot lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I like it the same amount or slightly less? No, it was pretty good. I will also give it 7. 7 flower curtains.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Out of 10.
Yeah. There was a lot of flower curtains and wallpaper references in this episode.
Yeah, the rosebud wallpaper, the flowers in Rory's room, the flower curtains.
The flower like outdoor furniture that Rory was sitting on. Like a lot of flowers, which is definitely a very late 90s, early 2000s vibe.
Yeah, if we had a patterns graph of how many patterns are in Stars Hollow, flowers will probably make up a majority of this pie graph.
It's really a lot of flowers, yeah. Yeah.
Lots of florals.
Lots of, like, floral wallpapers and things. Yeah. Floral, like, bedspreads and...
curtains and curtains rugs and wallpaper and...
And,
clothes.
Clothes. Well, the clothes are less so, I think, but, like, you know, chairs, couches, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
It's really, like, it's really set in time.
I think that's it. We are getting to the end, you guys. Oh my god, we have like 2 episodes left?
Yes.
Wait, what did you say? 21 episodes? This was 19?
This was 19, so we have 20 and 21 to go. So We're gonna get to them. We just have a lot to go. We have a lot to do in the next month. The Oscars are coming up, so it's our main priority.
Yes, Oscars definitely a main priority at the moment. So we will see when we get to another Gilmore Girls. Cherish this one because we had time to record it.
Okay.
And it's already delayed. But yeah, so until next time, if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbutthepopcorepodcast@gmail.com. You could also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All About the Popcorn or All About the Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.